And good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush, and Jim Rossetti is not here this morning, but sitting in with me this morning for the program is our SCORE chapter chairperson, Jyothi Nedungadi. Good morning, Jyothi.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning on this crummy, ducky weather Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm usually not up at this time, so glad to be here.
Thank you. And at least we don't have to shovel this moisture. It's running down the street okay by itself. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning on another edition of Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Mr. Dan Pendergast. Dan and his brother Tom are the proud owners of a 51-year-old company, and some of you know this firm, called The Sleep Shop. And we're going to talk to Dan this morning about how he got into the business and what his business is like and some of the challenges he faced and that they've overcome over the years. And we're talking before the show, and Dan's going to be talking a little bit about some of the things to consider in transitioning the business to the next generation. So, but before we get to our guests, we want to just acknowledge the sponsors who bring the program to you each week, and they include Associated Bank, Lakeview Credit Union, Sawaski Law, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, and Jyothi, today is the first day of a new sponsorship for us. Guidant Business Solutions is starting a 13-week sponsorship today. So we're
Welcome to Guidant.
Yep, we're happy to have them on board. And we also want to acknowledge and thank the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper, Business News, which is a really good newspaper periodical if you're looking for information on what's going on in the business world in Northeast East Central Wisconsin. $20 a year, every 2 weeks, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to just mention that the BizTalk program supports the local SCORE chapter. And as I announced, you're the chair of the chapter, Jyothi. Would you like to just give a little overview of who's, you know, how many counselors we have, the area we serve, and what the SCORE chapter does?
Sure. Well, SCORE's overseeing three cities, the Fox Cities, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and we've got eight counties that we oversee as well. We've got about 60 counselors or mentors. We're not counselors anymore.
New term.
Yes, new term. And at, we've got 60 mentors, and we have about, right now we have about 20 to 30 members that we're counseling, or clients that we're counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really exciting time for SCORE, because there's been a lot of changes from national, and we're going to be seeing a lot more transformation as a result of a new website and a contact relationship management to better manage and help clients that want to seek help from SCORE. So mm-hmm. we're really excited about that. By the end of this month, that transition should take place.
All those technological changes
yes.
that drive people crazy with new logos and brands and things like that. Also, SCORE is a resource for entrepreneurs.
Yes.
If someone is interested in obtaining some free advice from someone who has an expertise in an area like HR, IT, marketing, banking, cash flow, accounting, legal. We have SCORE counselors or mentors. We're all getting used to that new term.
Yes.
Who have expertise in that area. And the business owner can go to scorefoxcities.com, visit our website. And on that website, there's an application page to complete. Fill it in. Tell us a little bit about your company. And probably within 7 to 10 days, mentor will be contacting you to set up an appointment. It doesn't happen each day because we have volunteers in our office, but we hope to get back to our inquiring clients on a timely basis and provide some free counseling. And we do partner up. Our mentors will partner up with each other to help bring solutions to the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite you to go to scorefoxcities.com, learn more about the SCORE chapter, and it is a great resource. It's all free. You don't have to pay anything to a SCORE mentor for the advice that they provide. With that, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back on the other side. We have an announcement or two. We'll give out the phone numbers, and then we'll start our conversation with Dan Pendergast from the Sleep Shop. You're listening to the Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077. Or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush, and Jyoti Nadangadi is here with me this morning as a co-host, and we're going to be talking to Dan Pendergast in just a moment. We just have a couple of quick announcements. We'd like to give a little bit of a bulletin board service, if we can, to the community and the business area. The first thing I'd like to mention is that the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce is conducting their 2011 Small Business of the Year Award Program. They cover three categories: the manufacturing, service, and wholesale retail. The Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, along with sponsors First National Bank Fox Valley and Schenck Business Solutions, will be recognizing the Chamber's 2011 Small Business of the Year and Rising Star winners on Wednesday, June 8th at the Radisson Paper Valley Hotel. These awards recognize excellence in manufacturing, trade, and service firms. Come join us in recognizing these awards, award-winning small businesses. For more information, contact the Chamber at 734-7101. But what the Chamber would like the listening audience to do is, if you know of anyone who might make a good candidate for that award in the manufacturing or the service or the wholesale retail area, please contact the Chamber. You have to do this by Monday, April 25th, at 734-7101, and nominate who you think would be a good candidate to win in the manufacturing sector, the service sector, or the wholesale retail sector. Good way to recognize the contributions of entrepreneurism in our communities. A second announcement is the SCORE chapter is starting a program called Simple Steps for Starting Your Business, Startup Basics Program. This program is going to begin on Wednesday, April 27th. It's a five-part program. The first part is Startup Basics. That's a free session. The other four parts are Business Concept, Marketing Plan, Financial Projections, and Funding Sources and Next Steps. The cost is $125. It starts this coming Wednesday on April 27th. So if you're interested in considering this and learning more about it, please contact us Chamber of Commerce at 734-7101. 734-7101. Well, good. That does it for announcements. I'd like to introduce Dan Pendergast. I was thinking of your brother, Dan Pendergast. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And I'm glad to have you on the show because you and I went to Xavier High School many years ago. Well, that wasn't that long ago, probably about 10 or 15 years ago.
It was longer than that.
But it's good to have you on the program. And you're a family-owned business. We talked a little bit about being local and buying local and so on before the show. Tell us what the Sleep Shop is and where are you located. What do you do at the Sleep Shop besides sleep?
Our address is 1176 North Lindale Drive in Appleton. It puts us almost on the corner of Wisconsin and Lindale. We're called a factory direct. We not only sell mattresses to the retail public, but we have a little mattress factory, and we manufacture our own brand of mattresses and box springs.
And tell us when did the business start, Dan? You've been in the business for a while, but
ever since grade school.
Grade school.
And my brother likes to say I've been in the business ever since I could push a broom. My father was in the furniture business since he got out of high school, both before World War II and after World War II. And at that time, when you went to a furniture store, you bought everything, not only couches and sofas and chairs, but dining room sets, TVs, washers, dryers, linoleum, flooring, carpeting, everything. When you wanted something for your home, you went to a furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after the war, sometime after the war, World War II, shops started to specialize, and that's what you see now. When you want a washer and dryer, you go to a washer and dryer store. When you want a TV, you go to a TV store. When you want a mattress, you go to a mattress store. So shortly after the war, that's when that happened, and my father started the Sleep Shop in 1960, where he strictly sold mattresses.
You know, the little trivia there is there was also another aspect of furniture stores, and that was the casket. The funeral home, the caskets would be built there.
Correct. And that's because the furniture store was always the biggest store in a town. So when they needed a funeral, they would go to the furniture store, move all the furniture aside, and then that's where they had their funerals.
Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So Wickman's had Wickman's Furniture and Wickman's Funeral. Brett Schneider's had Brett Schneider's Furniture and Brett Schneider's Funeral. And you'll go to all of most of the little towns and especially in Wisconsin, you'll find a furniture store connected to a funeral.
That's right. They're all over.
Yeah.
In terms of starting the company back in 1960, where was it located, and how did you arrive at Lindale Drive?
My father and mother opened a small store on South Appleton Street, and they were there from 1960 to 1970. Then in 1970, they moved to College Avenue. That would have put us right across the street, if anybody remembers, from the Viking Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now that's where the Radisson Paper Valley Hotel has their extension. And we were there from 1970 to 1990. And then for now the last 20 to 21 years, we've been out on Lindale Drive.
And when did you and your brother, Tom, take over the company, Dan?
About 25 years ago, my father contracted cancer, and he knew that he was going to have to move the ownership from what he was doing to his sons, my brother Tom and I. So about 25 years ago, brother says, he likes to think that he's been working there ever since he could push a broom. But about 25 years ago is when we took ownership of the Sleep Shop.
Just a quick question. You mentioned that it's factory direct. Does that mean it's a wholesale and not a retail store? Or is there some part of it that's still retail?
A good question. Most mattress manufacturers are strictly wholesale. But we're a little different. We're called a factory direct. We manufacture the mattresses and sell them retail, not wholesale.
Hmm.
The store is laid out really cool, and the website, you have a really... What's your website address, Dan?
That's www.thesleepshopappleton.com.
What was it again, the Sleep Shop?
Thesleepshopappleton.com.
Thanks. Because on that website, it describes how your showroom is set up so that there are windows that you can see into the manufacturing area. It's almost like going to the Fuddruckers in Milwaukee and watching them make your hamburgers.
Or watching your pizza being made at Frank's Pizza.
There you go.
Yep. When you walk in our front door, you're in our showroom, and that's where we display all of our mattresses and box springs and futons and most everything else that has to do with the bedroom or sleeping. And then the next third of our building is manufacturing. That's where we make them all, and we make all of our mattresses from scratch. And then the last third is warehousing. So it's a long building that houses all three.
Dan, you hear you see a lot of ads on TV today. And as we were talking before the show, when Peg and I were married back in 73, after living in a mobile home and sleeping on the bed that came with the mobile home for about a year, year and a half, and then it was not a good quality bed, we needed to replace it. We went to the sleep shop. We've been on sleep shop mattresses since. But then about a year and a half ago, Peg and I succumbed to the temptations of what we see on TV with all these other brand names and new technologies, and let's just go try something else. So we did, had a bad experience, came back and bought a mattress at the sleep shop.
You learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson. It was a pain. Believe me, it was a pain. But what makes your mattresses unique? Why are you still around? What is it that sets you apart from the competition?
The promise of better sleep.
If I could promise you a perfect night's sleep, my brother Tom and I would be both in the Bahamas, and we wouldn't have to sell mattresses anymore.
It's like sleeping on a cloud, actually. Mm. But what is it that makes it unique? Do you do any customizing for the production of mattresses for certain applications? Some folks might have maybe be aged or disabled or something.
Our biggest sales are still to the average customer who need a nice mattress and box spring to sleep on, as well as for their children. But we do specialty things. We make mattresses for motorhomes and campers.
Okay.
Because we have the wherewithal, we can make them whatever size. If you have an antique bed, that antique bed might be worth a lot, but it's not worth much money if you can't have a mattress and box spring in there to fit.
Correct.
And back when they made antique beds, I think they took a piece of board, and that's how big the headboard was going to be, so that's how big the bed was. So there's all kinds of sizes between twin, full, and queen that don't fit into those slots, so we can make specialty sizes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know, because I'm sure there are a lot of folks listening who do have grandma and grandpa's bed or some antique that was handed down in the family, and the mattress is worn out, but they probably were looking for a place to have a mattress made.
Yep, this time of the year, too, with motorhomes and campers, usually when you buy a motorhome, you're buying the motorhome, not a good night's sleep. So the mattress that's in there, just like it was in your trailer, not very comfortable, so we can make a specialty mattress to fit those.
Now, those motorhome mattresses, do they come with springs, or are they just like a foam pad with a fabric on it?
We still make ours with coils, with springs.
Okay.
Give you a little bit better night's sleep.
How high would those mattresses be?
Well, we can vary that height, but it can still only be a minimum of about 8 or 9 inches. When we get the coils, are about 6 inches tall, and we have to put a certain amount of padding on top of those coils to make you comfortable. So it's about 9 or 10 inches is pretty common.
Now, besides mattresses, have you diversified and brought in other products to complement the mattresses?
Like we talked earlier, our big businesses manufacturing mattresses and box springs, but we try to handle everything else for the home and for the bedroom. About 20 years ago, futons became real popular, and not just the kind of futon that kids would take to college, but we find that customers are taking that third bedroom in a three-bedroom house or the fourth bedroom in a four-bedroom house, and they're making it into a computer room. And they don't want that room to look like a bedroom. They want it to look more like an office or a den, but they need it for sleeping. So futons have really been a nice addition to our business.
I know in our home, our children are raised and they're gone now, but they come back with their children. So one of our bedrooms has been dedicated to a little playroom, and we put a futon in that room. Because if the children want to spend the night, we can pull the futon out, they can sleep there, but mom and dad can sit in the futon and watch the children play, or the kids can sit on the chair and on the futon and read, and other kids can play on the floor of the room.
Exactly, and they are far more comfortable than the flop on the floor that we took to college.
Really? Were those futons then, right? In terms of mattresses and bedding, how does one take care of a bed? What is a good way to care for a bed?
You want to keep it clean, number one. I think there's most people out there know that you need to put a mattress pad over the top of your mattress so that when you perspire at night, you can take that mattress pad off and wash it and put it back on. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised at the number of people that just put a sheet on top of the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to spin the mattress and then also flip the mattress upside down so that you can use all sides of it will just make it last longer.
Now, flipping is unique.
It's unique now, right? And it's very unique to our business. About 10 years ago, the major manufacturers decided to make their mattresses only padded on one side, so you can only spin them head for foot. We've been making mattresses for 51 years, and we still continue to make them where we pad them on both sides, so you can not only spin ours, but you can flip them upside down, and that'll also give you longer life.
What is this, why spin it and flip it? You just mentioned longer life, but explain, help us understand why that lengthens the life of a mattress.
Usually, a couple are not the same weight. So if I'm on one side of the bed and my wife is 100 pounds lighter than I am, she's on the other side, you want to spin that mattress so that I end up on her side, she ends up on mine. And then because we weigh more at the top than we do at the down by our knees, you want to get the foot end of the bed to the head and the head end to the foot. That's spinning. Then when you flip it upside down, you do that again. Mm-hmm. Sleep on it that way and then spin it.
So it kind of distributes the weight over the coils over a long period of time, so you're not always putting pressure on that same section.
Correct.
Of the mattress.
You wear the mattress out evenly.
That makes sense. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll be coming back on the other side. I will give out the phone numbers after the break so that if you'd like to call in with a question for Dan, you can welcome to do so. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Well, welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Dan Pendergast this morning. Dan and his brother Tom are the proud owners of the Sleep Shop located in Appleton. Dan, tell us again where you're located, what your website is, and your phone number in case anyone wants to give you a call next week or anything.
Address is 1176 North Lindale Drive. That's just about on the corner of Wisconsin and Lindale. And you can reach us on the web at thesleepshopappleton.com.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers for anyone listening if you'd like to call in with a question for Dan. The phone number, if you're in Appleton, you can call us at 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Dan, during the break, we talked a little bit about family and how important family is to your business. It's a tradition that was started by your father and your mother. Tell us a little bit more about your father's idea and what's your mother's role through all those years.
I really have to give my father most of the credit. My brother Tom and I are just taking his idea and running with it. But to have that idea, to be able to go into business for himself and come up with the idea that he wanted to make a mattress in his own shop and sell it retail was something extraordinary that just isn't done. And even to this day isn't done in the state very much. There's only a handful of mattress manufacturers in the state of Wisconsin who do it the way we do, make mattresses and sell them retail. Mm-hmm. There's some large manufacturers in Wisconsin that make mattresses and sell them wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
But the little guy, there aren't many of us.
And but you left out an important part, and I hope your mom calls in and asks you a question. But what about your mother's role?
It was my mom and dad together that really started the business. And my mother comes from an entrepreneurial family. Her father was a baker, came over from Holland and was in the bakery business. And I meant to go over to Manderfield's and get bakery this morning for us, but the parking lot was full, so that's why you don't have a
Easter weekend, I think.
Donut sitting in front of you.
That's okay.
But they both, my father did most of the manufacturing, and my mother cut the covers by hand, one at a time, with a scissors and a small sewing machine, and the two of them started this ground level. But I think it's important, and if anybody's thinking about starting their own business, not that I did, but my father and mother did. My father was, like I said, was working for a furniture store, then had his own furniture store in Neenah in the 50s, and then was a sales rep for some furniture companies on the road. Of course, didn't like being on the road with us five kids at home and didn't like being away from the family. But he kept that job while he started the sleep shop. So mom and dad started this, and then he had an income coming in from being a sales rep. And I think that's pretty important. I know that you had a guest on a couple weeks ago, the junk man.
Yes.
And he said that he has his own business, but he still kept the business that he had so that he has some kind of an income coming in while he's trying to get another business going.
Now, with the years of being in business, what has that taught you and your brother, Tom? There's a saying that, you know, never go into business with a family, but it doesn't seem to have affected your family. So we want to know if there's some cautionary note that you have to all the businesses out there that are thinking about starting a business with a family. Any words of wisdom or advice that you can give them?
Wow, the people that work for us. And
you got to know the Pendergast, a lot of beer. just kidding.
People that have worked for us for these last 51 years, a lot of them have been family. I know my kids worked part-time through the business. My brother Tom's kids worked part-time through the business. When we needed to fill a particular position, we hired someone in our relation, whether it was aunts or uncles or cousins. I have two cousins working for us now. One's our Tom Kiley, probably our best salesperson.
Good guy.
And Carol works in the back along with her daughter. Mm-hmm. And works in our cover department. So through all these years, we've seemed to make family work.
I hope they're listening and they're going to call in.
They better not.
They should. I like to hear Tom Kiley call in with a question. Dan, you mentioned something else. Your mother's role is very important because you were very prideful before the show. We were talking about the record keeping. That's an important part of the business. Why don't you share that?
Mom could have been a lot of things in her life, but she was a very, very good bookkeeper. She did it the old-fashioned way, and to this day, we still do part of it the old-fashioned way. If you came into our store and purchased something, she kept a hard copy of who you were, where you lived, and what you bought, and that sits in a card file all the way back to 1960. So to this day, you can come in now and say, gee, I bought a mattress 12 years ago, I would like another one like it. We can look it up and tell you exactly what it was, when you bought it, and we can make another one just like it.
There's a lot of tradition there.
Yeah, so that hasn't been computerized?
About 10 years ago, I said, no, Mom, we got to put this on computer. She said, well, I'll do it my way, and you go ahead and do it your way. And yes, to this day, we're still doing them both. Oh. We had the hard copies, plus it's on computer now.
And Mom still comes to work.
Yes, she still comes to work. Mom turned 90.
Happy birthday, Mom.
In January. And, of course, the joke, in June, last June, she fell and broke her hip. And the talk on the floor at the hospital was, did you hear about the 89-year-old lady who fell and broke her hip while she was still at work?
Oh, ooh, dear.
Gosh. But, you know, how many times do we hear of people retiring at 65, 70 and doing nothing, and then they're gone in 5 years?
Yep.
Exactly. I said, Mom, you know, why don't you retire? She said, what do you want me to do? Just sit at home? This is where the action is. This is where her family is. She still comes down every day.
My dad used to say all the time, you got to have a reason to get up in the morning. And what prouder reason would your mother have than
she says she has to get up in the morning to make sure that we showed up and unlocked the doors.
There you go. She's taking charge.
That's right.
You must have tripped up at one time, Dan.
Now, with some of the challenges, we haven't talked about any of the challenges. I'm wondering if you could quickly kind of encapsulate some of that. During your entrepreneurial journey, what were your challenges, and how did you overcome them?
The most recent was the federal government passed a law in 2007 that we had to make all of our mattresses flame-proof. So we had to take three mattresses of every model that we made down to the UL Labs down in Chicago, and they put them in a special burn room, and they burned them. And if they passed the test, we could continue to make that mattress that way. If they didn't pass the test, we had to somehow change the way we made that mattress to make sure that it didn't burn.
This is 4 years ago, this?
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And a lot of small manufacturers like us simply went out of business. They just said, no, we can't afford it, we don't know how, and there's a considerable amount of record keeping that we have to keep now on every mattress that we make.
How many different models do you produce in your factory, Dan?
There's about 12 to 14 different models, so we had to take three of each model down and burn them. We did get together, though, with the other handful of small mattress manufacturers in Wisconsin, and we formed a group of our own.
Okay.
And by doing that, we didn't have to each burn that many mattresses.
So if you made Model A and the guy in Green Bay made a Model A, you could get your Model A burned, and he could lean on your results.
Exactly. Yep.
Good.
We formed our own little
association or whatever. Yes,
yep. Yeah. And then actually, that's how it worked. We burned A, he burned B, another guy burned C, and we were able to.
What's the name of the association?
It's called the Beloit Group because one of the other mattress manufacturers was from Beloit, Wisconsin. So we just called it the Beloit Group.
How many members are there?
There's eight of us.
That's kind of neat. We talked about during the show, or before the show anyway, we talked about buying locally and being small. And tell us your theory on that. Share that with us. That's a good theory.
We are here 51 years later because our loyal customers came back and bought locally. And, of course, we try to do that. If I'm looking for something, I try to buy local, and I try to buy from the little guy because I'm a little guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're listening to us and you have a question for Dan, if you'd like to call in with a question, you can reach us in Appleton at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're calling from outside the Appleton area, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150. We're talking with Dan Pendergast. He and his brother Tom own the Sleep Shop, and their 90-year-old mother is still keeping them on the straight and narrow, showing up and making sure they open the doors. It's a great story.
I have one other question for you. Knowing what you know now, having been in business and being an entrepreneur for all these years, is there something that you would have done differently?
Boy, there's a good one. Should have had me try to think about that before we came on.
I'm sorry, I should have let you know about that.
If there's a drawback, I guess I would have to say it's the amount of hours. Years ago, stores were only open during the day till 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. and Friday was the only evening that they were open, and Fridays were a big business
night. They were.
People, they got dressed up, they came down to College Avenue, and they did their shopping. Our store was only open maybe till noon or 3 o'clock on Saturdays and closed on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way anymore.
Right.
We are open from 8 in the morning until 8 at night, Monday through Friday. We're open Saturdays from 10 to 3, and we had to succumb. We're open Sundays from 11 to 3.
Speaking of the retailers doing boom business on Friday evenings, I remember working in the bank back in the 70s, and the police officers would patrol the College Avenue on the beat.
Exactly.
They'd walk the beat.
That's correct,
on Saturday,
beat cups. Yep.
Friday nights. So it's changed a lot. In terms of competition, Dan, you mentioned you're one of a group of eight who joined the Beloit Group, the association, and just a handful of manufacturers that sell retail. But how do you compete with the big boys? What's the best way you can compete with the big boys and do it effectively?
We'd like to think that because we are factory direct, we can make a mattress with a little bit better quality materials because we're small, and be able to sell it for less because we're skipping that middleman price.
Right, right.
So we tend to be a little less expensive.
And I can vouch for the quality. We do have a caller on the line. Bob, good morning. You have a question for Dan?
Yeah, hey, Dan, a normal-sized person, what's a normal life expectancy on one of your mattresses? Any thoughts on that?
Sure. If you buy a fairly decent mattress, whether you buy it from me or you buy it from somebody else, your best years are your first 10. If you stretch it farther than that, that's fine, and the mattress certainly doesn't owe you a thing. But getting right up around that 10-year period is when you really should be looking at replacing a mattress, especially if adults are sleeping on it. Now, if you buy a nice quality mattress and put your 2-year-old child on it for the first 6 or 7 years, that child doesn't weigh anything until they're maybe into their teens, so you get some free years there. But one adult, two adults on a mattress, 10 years is a real good life expectancy to give you good support.
Thank you. One more question. You guys still in the business of making like mattresses for infants and for cribs and so forth?
We are not. Good question. And when that federal government passed that law in 2007 that we have to make all of our mattresses flame-proof, they also came out with one a little bit later where the requirements for making crib mattresses and child-type mattresses are even more stringent than the other, and so we stopped making crib mattresses.
Well, thank you much, and continue making mattresses, by the way. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bob. Good questions. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back to the last segment of the program on the other side of the break. You're listening to Dan Pendergast, the owner of Sleep Shop, along with his brother Tom, on Biz Talk, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years, Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Tel Sawaski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tel Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Would your spouse or business partner say you're guilty of doing the same things over and over, expecting different results? Many business owners run their businesses this way every day. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help you bring sanity, peace of mind, and profitability back to your business. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and as a successful business owner myself, I've assisted businesses from many different industries. Our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077. Or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's GUIDENT business.com. Don't hesitate. Call us today.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Mary's in the morning, Mary's at midday, Mary's at supper time.
Mother's Day is fast approaching. A gift certificate from Mary's Family Restaurant would be appreciated by any mom. Mary's will be open on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 8th. Looking for a place to have a breakfast meeting? The staff at Mary's have the answers. Contact either Mary's Appleton location for more information. Mary's award-winning roasted chicken is always a hit at neighborhood get-togethers, graduation celebrations, or any occasion. Five different size buckets of chicken are available with a variety of side dishes. And as always, Mary's has kids' meals for just $2, 7 days a week, and the menu itself is a coloring sheet. Mary's also has 11 different items on the senior menu, a little smaller portion for a smaller price. Mary's Family Restaurants, locally owned since 1958, North Richmond and South Oneida Street, Appleton.
Mary's in the morning, Mary's at midday, Mary's at supper time. From French, home style cooking, it's Mary's anytime.
And we're back with Biz Talk. We're coming into the final few minutes of the show, and we wanted to just thank Mr. Dan Pendergast for being our guest this morning. Dan and his brother Tom own the Sleep Shop, located on Lindale Drive. Dan, tell us a little more about how they can contact you, where you're located, your website, your phone number.
Almost on the corner of Wisconsin and Lindale in Appleton, just about a half a block east of Fleet Farm. Our website is, you can reach us at thesleepshopappleton.com, and our telephone number is 920-734-6388.
Dan, the caller we had, Bob, asked about baby mattresses or infant mattresses. During the break, we just wanted to clarify something, if you'd like to comment on that.
Because of those stringent laws that the federal government set up, we are not allowed to manufacture, or we don't manufacture crib mattresses anymore. But we do have a source. We now purchase crib mattresses from a large crib mattress manufacturer, so you can still get a crib mattress at the Sleep Shop.
Yep. And those are important, because there's lots of little kids being born right now. We just had two grandchildren in the last 2 months.
There we go.
They're coming fast. Dan, as tradition has it on the Biz Talk program, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom for those listening, and maybe it's a little key to being a more successful business. Would you like to share any wisdom with us this morning?
Oh, well, my tip would be that we are here because of our customers. We've been in business for 51 years because of our loyal customers, and we are a small company, and people tend to buy local, especially in the valley here, and that's why we've made it. So that'd be my tip. Please shop local.
Yep. And in maybe about 30 seconds, can you summarize, and I know it's a big topic, but what are your plans for transitioning the company? You took it over from your mom and dad, you and your brother did. What are you looking for in the next generation?
Tom and I would really like to see the business to continue. My parents took it those years. Tom and I have taken it these years, and we're not getting any younger. We would really like to see it go third generation.
Good. A little trivia. How many mattresses have you produced in your company in 51 years?
Don't have a guess. Don't have
a clue.
Got
to go count those cards, I think. Mom, you better start counting.
Lots of them.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning.
Thank
it was a great program.
Thank you. I was glad
Pleasure
to be
having
here.
On.
Thank you.
Yep. Jyoti, next week our guest is going to be Lakeview Credit Union. Mr. Chip Coonan is going to be here talking about business lending and what the credit union's role is in that area.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we'd like to wish everyone a happy Easter. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the spring that's coming. I guarantee, and Jyoti guarantees, no more snow.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.